You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs,
and me. Hey, here we are. Back in the woods here in North Dakota, the woman and the dogs and me. thank you for joining us. Let's talk about bioweapons for a moment. And the group I'm referring all of you to, and I invite you to go there during the show as we speak here. You're probably on a computer right now. Go to, and I misspelled the URL, pardon me. It's flccc.net. FL stands for Frontline. Frontline COVID-19 critical care. FLCCC. Let me check it here. Let me make sure. .net. Let me make sure I don't want to goof you up, folks. I'm just as new to this as you are. Let me try this. If you type in flccc.net, yes, that takes you right to the FLCCC Alliance. Now, what is this? You know, for all the pretend doctors that we've found over the many months of this show, where I've been bashing pretend doctors like Anthony Fauci, hey, we've got some real doctors out there, and these people are heroes. And you're going to find a whole bunch of them, every doctor, in the FLCCC.net. Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance. These are real heroes. And now let's talk optimism here. What can you do? How can you, what can you do to not be panicked, not be driven into hysteria or depression about the bioweapon that's been unleashed on all of us? By who? As Donald Trump so eloquently says, even in his most recent speech, or let's say especially in his most recent speech in Perry, Georgia, by China. And he loves to say it that way. And we love to hear it that way, because we hate the hell out of these Chinese communists, not the Chinese people. Hey, China, I say China for the Chinese, okay? God bless the Chinese people, and may they have a great nation. May it be freed from the communist pukes, the evil that has shackled them since when? When did communism descend upon China? 1948 at the latest, and I think they just celebrated the 100th anniversary. I think they just had a big parade in China, the 100th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party, which was launched shortly after the Bolsheviks got control of what they renamed the Soviet Union. But anyway, and then they sent people like Mao off to Moscow to get their communist Marxist AOC Ilhan Omar training, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi training. These are all communists that we're naming here. Well, so here's, now let me go. They have, here's what the frontline doctors are telling you, me, everybody. You can fight this bioweapon successfully. The key, according to them, not me, is nutrition, the way you live, getting some sun, getting a little bit of exercise. No, don't do any marathons. A little bit of exercise, some sun, eat right. And then here are some things, some supplements to your diet. None of these are controversial medicines. These are all like, these are medicines that have they're just the aspirins, either they're outright foods or they're aspirin level medications. Here's something they have called the that these doctors have developed, And they have two protocols, one called the Math Plus, M-A-T-H, and the other one, I'm going to look for that one right now for you. Let me just find where I am on the page here, is the Mask one, Mask Plus one, or the Eye Mask. It's either One Mask or Eye Mask. But here are the things they recommend to you. Now, I have all of these things. I am taking all of these things at the urging of my doctor, okay? and these guys are my doctor. These guys like Pierre Corey. Remember that name, Pierre Corey, K-O-R-Y. You want to know more about Dr. Pierre Corey? This guy is a giant. All right. Here's his eye mask protocol. Here's what he wants you to have in your armamentarium, in your cupboard. And I take all of these things. He wants you to take ivermectin. Yeah, I've got some ivermectin. I've taken it, and others in my family have taken it. And we may never know how much good that's done us. Then he has, that's for chronic prevention. He increases the dose of ivermectin after you've had post-COVID-19 exposure, all right? Then other things he recommends. How simple can you get? Gargle mouthwash. Great. Knocks out the virus on the nasopharynx area. What did I say? Nasopharyngeal? Yeah, I took anatomy in college. That's where they stick that swab all the way back in your nose. Oh, my gosh. I mean, come on. You can almost feel it tickling your brain back there. Vitamin D3, 1 to 3,000 international units a day. Vitamin C, 500 to 1,000 milligrams twice a day. And I watched a really good video sponsored by this FLCCC.net. I had forgotten. I used to know, and then I managed to forget that we are, I think, the only mammal that can't produce our own vitamin C. We have to supplement our diet with vitamin C. Other creatures can create vitamin C. It's real important to health. And that's why he's suggesting taking it twice a day, because you're using it up and your body isn't making more. Here's one you may not have heard of. I've been taking it for some time. I had discovered this before the bioweapon was launched against us, because I knew this was a great nutrient. Quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, quercetin. I've been taking that for years. Wonderful nutrient. Recommended by Dr. Pierre Corey. Zinc, he says 30 to 40 milligrams a day of elemental zinc. Okay, I've been taking zinc for a long time, but I'm taking a whole lot more now than I ever did before. And then he recommends melatonin, 6 milligrams before bedtime. And let's see what else he says here. He says, ivermectin is a medication uniquely suited to treat COVID-19, given its now well-described potent antiviral and, the letters are small here, anti-inflammatory properties. The efficacy of ivermectin is supported by results from 64 controlled trials, 32 of them randomized, and 16 of those double-blinded. The gold standard of research design. A summary, that is a meta-analysis of these trials, finds statistically significant reduction in transmission, time to recovery, hospitalization, and death. I always love it when there's less death. Always feels better. And then he goes on. So I'm just reading from the page here at FLCCC.net. So please mark that down with a pencil right now, FLCCC.net, because I want you to have a site where you can listen to doctors, real doctors, giving you real good advice. And you don't need to listen to Kelso on medical advice. Best medical advice I can give you is listen to real medical advice, which is FLCCC.net. Okay. And I've got other things in my cupboard too that they've recommended to me. I'm taking all of those. And boy, do I, if you were to see my kitchen cupboard, well, I can't hold them in one cupboard. I got so many vitamins and minerals and things for my family in such big bottles, in chewy form for the kids and some pills for the two grown-ups. Chewy form more for the two kids, my boy and my girl. Anyway, so there's that. Let me see if I can find you something else that's encouraging here. Now, once again, also, I'm going to mirror what I said about the political optimism I have about the political war that we're in. In the bioweapon war that we're in, this is backfiring against our enemies. Whatever, this is not turning out well for our enemies. We've had it with this bioweapon crap. And so that's why you're seeing, well, all right. So you're hearing whole college stadiums chanting blank Joe Biden, blank Joe Biden. You know what else you're seeing out there? Yes, that's right. It's on bumper stickers. You're seeing flags that sport this wonderful slogan, blank Fauci, blank Fauci, blank Fauci. Yes, Fauci, blank you. And millions upon scores of millions of Americans understand it. They've had it with this puke, this piece of garbage, this fake doctor, this Dr. Mengele, this Dr. Frankenstein, this hack, this communist huckster. We've had it with this guy. And you know what's so beautiful, folks, is that the dumbass Biden has renewed the contract with Fauci and kept him on as his COVID czar. He's kept Fauci on. What a dumbass Biden is. You know, birds of a feather flock together. Fauci, Biden, General Milley, General Austin. You know, look at all these people. It's like a, what's that phrase people use? A clown car. This is like, you couldn't make this up. Central casting couldn't come up with enough weirdos to constitute the Biden universe. And that's our enemy. Come on, folks, if we can't beat these people, really. With the truth on our side, God on our side, history on our side, all of American history on our side, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and numbers, there are more of us than ever before. If we can't beat the stuffing out of an enemy like this clown car, oh, please, come on. We're gonna have to redo our boot camp here. I mean, come on, we can beat these people. Absolutely, we can beat them. All right, so that's my thought on that. Let's see. Now let's go to the president himself, who is let's see some of his messages to us through the last week. Here I am. I'm over at his website, DonaldJTrump.com. And he, let's see here, he's got a whole bunch of messages, as always. And he's talking about Texas here. The Texas Patriots are moving in the Texas legislature to get an audit done of the 2020 election. And I love how Donald Trump's not letting go. He has sunk his teeth into that, and he is not letting go. The fraud of the century, the 2020 election, Donald Trump is not letting that go. And in every state, Georgia, Texas, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan, he wants the audit done. He's not, none of this Mitch McConnell crap of we have to move on to government business. No, we don't need to move on, Mitch McConnell. If there's anything we need to move past, it's you, buddy. Kentucky needs some replacement for you, Mitch McConnell. What a contrast. Maybe the worst and best senators in America, Rand Paul and Mitch McConnell. I don't know. Maybe that's not fair. Maybe Mitch McConnell's better than Mitt Romney, but I don't know. You think so? I'm not sure about that. Here's the president on September 30th. He writes this to us. Snuck into the government funding bill, or CR, continuing resolution, the Democrats are trying to pass and just found is unlimited money to random, unscreened, unvetted Afghan nationals. Republicans can't let this happen. This is a further insult after Biden's humiliating withdrawal from Afghanistan that needlessly killed 13 Americans. He says, and now what they're doing, this bill, this continuing resolution even covers people who don't even live in Afghanistan and haven't lived there in many years, as long as they used to live there. So Biden and Blinken can load up on planes of former Afghans from Pakistan or elsewhere without any limits, checks, or even a lawful visa or refugee status. The only, quote, rule, unquote, is that Mayorkas, oh my God, there's another one, I left him off, this guy Mayorkas, look at his face. Look at that face. If that is not an evil, the image, the visage of evil is Mayorkas. An incompetent radical, unless he gives them a green light, of course, which is guaranteed. This bill must be opposed. Okay, that's a message from our president. Now, here's a message of hope from the president. He writes this to us on September 30th. If Democrats are able, this is where he's saying something we've said on this show, which is the good news is what? What's the good news, folks? One way to see it, it's the bad news. The bad news is so bad that it is transformed into good news for us. If Democrats are able to piece together their huge, huge tax hikes, called by another name, it will mean an additional 40 Republican seats in the House and at least a few additional Republican senators in the U.S. Senate. Okay, so only need half a dozen seats in the House to take the House over, and only need one in the Senate to take back the Senate. Now, when that happens, when either the House, Senate, or both are recaptured by us, that will put a brake on the Biden communists. They can't ramrod everything through. And so the brakes will be on from 2022 all the way up to November 2024 when we regain the White House. Donald Trump is elected for the third time and is sworn in for the second time. And won't that be wonderful? All right, let's go to more messages here from our president. The president links to some good articles. We won't have time to go into that. He links to a great article by Miranda Devine. She writes for the New York Post, which is not a communist newspaper. And she writes an article that to which the president links us. Biden White House's lies are a matter of life and death. And then she lists some of those lies and why they are. And they are, folks. She's got that right. All of this is a matter of life or death. Okay, the president links to the Arizona audit, which very definitely showed the fraud of the election. And nice. We won't have time for that. We're going to take a little break right now. We'll come back to more messages this week from our president.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Hey, what's that sound, folks? What is that sound that's going around? Revolution. It's patriots getting down their pitchforks and getting in the streets. So that's the sound. And I'll give you one evidence of that. You know, Liz Cheney, the pathetic daughter of the even more pathetic Dick Cheney, her vice president with George Walker Bush. Liz Cheney had no trouble winning in Wyoming as U.S. Congresswoman. That's when we were dumb. That's when we Republicans were dumbasses. We would elect something like Liz Cheney. But then we figured out, we woke up, and why did we wake up? I mean, the wake, you know, we haven't awoken entirely and in full, all of us, of course. We've got a lot of waking up to do. But we started waking up. Who started that? Donald Trump. Donald Trump. And Donald Trump went to war with Liz Cheney, and that war is on. Let's see how we're doing here. Let's see how we're doing with Liz Cheney. Is she going to have an easy time getting reelected to Congress? I'll give you my prediction. Here's Kelso's prediction. Polling is going to be so bad for her by November of 2022. Remember, they all have to stand for election every 2 years, our Congress men and women. I think she's going to take her name off the ballot rather than be, I don't know when she, there's a certain time limit before, after which you can't take your name off the ballot. But I think she'll take her name off the ballot because let's see how she's going to get trounced here. Let's look at the polling. Now, during the break, I was looking for the polling to see if I could find some polling. And they're hiding it from us, folks. Here's one. I'm sure there are polls in September, and I don't see any. I can't find one on the internet. Here's this ugly face of Liz Cheney. God, she's frightening looking. She's not as bad as Nancy Pelosi, but I sure wouldn't want to wake up looking at something like Liz Cheney. Here is July 31st, new poll, Wyoming voters turn against Liz Cheney. Okay, here's what we get. Okay, all right. Well, okay, this is a good one. This is too complicated, this one here. Her net favorability rating per this poll conducted in July was minus 43. Compare that with Donald Trump Jr. His favorability rating is plus 55. I think that's the difference between favorable and unfavorable. So if you have a favorable of 75 and an unfavorable of 20, you'd have a plus 55. So Liz Cheney has a minus 43, meaning just making some hypothetical numbers there. If her unfavorability is minus 63 and her favorability is 20, she'd have a net of minus 43. That's really bad. Mitch McConnell, that pathetic slime ball, he's got a plus 2 compared to Liz Cheney's minus 43. All right, let's go to another one here. Former President George W. Bush will fundraise for Liz Cheney as Trump and GOP rivals target her House seat. Former President George W. Bush will headline an upcoming fundraiser for Representative Liz Cheney. This is a CNBC reporting this. Bush spoke out after the deadly January 6th invasion of the U.S. Capitol. Remember that deadly invasion? Well, it was deadly, all right, to Ashley Babbitt. It was deadly to her. It was that creep, without warning, in hiding. He's in hiding. He fires from a concealed position. Ashley Babbitt can't even duck or stop moving, or she's shot from a concealed position with no warning. Oh, and the lying SOB's attorney claims that he gave a warning, but in all the confusion, people didn't hear it. Yeah, my ass. No, this coward piece of garbage aimed his sidearm at this 100-pound girl, almost blew her head off. We'll be right back.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having. And I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell?
Now, remember, when Merle Haggard ends that song, he says, hey, there is a chance for the Liberty Bell, and the snowball is not going to make it to hell. but he recorded that song a few years ago. Merle's looking down on us, and I'm speculating he agrees with what we're proposing on this show that we're going to make it. And Merle's from his seat up on high there. He's going to help us. He helps us every time somebody plays that song of his. Liz Cheney, Elizabeth Lynn Cheney. I guess she got her mother's, Lynn was her mother's name. Look at her. She was born in Madison, Wisconsin. Let me see, where is she? Yep, in 1966, she's 56 years old. And she is going to get thumped in 12 months in the primary, you see, will be much before the November general election. So when is the primary there in Wyoming? Probably at least 2 months before. So really, maybe only 10 months from now, Liz Cheney, she doesn't get her sorry ass out of the election, is going to get clobbered. What a victory for the Trump movement. And we'll celebrate right here on this show when Liz Cheney goes down in flames. And we won't even need any yellow cake for her to go down in flames. We won't even need any weapons of mass destruction for her to go down in flames. Remember weapons of mass destruction, that lie, knowing lie inflicted on America by Dick, piece of garbage Cheney, the lying SOB, he and his lying buddy George Bush, both of them knowingly lied. They had no report of weapons of mass destruction. Remember that confusing, some of you are too young to remember this, but do you remember those confusing reports we were getting of mobile biological weapons trailers? We were told that Saddam Hussein had mobile trucks, and we got pictures and graphic illustrations of supposedly our so-called intelligence agencies, the lying SOBs in those organizations, detected mobile biological weapons trailers. Some of you remember that. They were moving all around Iraq, and how did they explain that we can't find these supposed weapons of mass destruction? Whoa, they're moving them around. They're rotating them from state park campground to state park campground. Look for one in a campground near you. Oh, right. Biological weapons laboratories being pulled by semi-trailer tractor trucks. Right. Converted RVs. Come on. How gullible do they think? Well, see, they thought we were pretty gullible. And we were. We were gullible. We believed the crap from the George Bushes. And I love this. I love that George Bush is endorsing Liz Cheney. And may they go down in flames together, clutching what do they call that stuff? Yellow cake uranium. Yes, Saddam Hussein was only inches away from a nuclear weapon. Well, let's go to Wayne in Texas. Wayne, how are you doing?
James. Yeah, James, doing pretty good, and good show today.
You know, you're old enough to remember. Do you remember that when we were told that there were mobile bioweapons trailers in Iraq?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I remember all the crap we were fed.
And then we were told that Saddam Hussein was buying yellow cake uranium from the South Africans to build nuclear weapons. Oh, man, that is. And that was used as a pretext. We sent millions of men to the Middle East over the course of, you know, well, let's see, in Afghanistan, it was more than 20 years. Unbelievable. And all those brave soldiers who died, and then all the people who died, other people who non-Americans who died in those wars, for nothing, for absolutely nothing. There were no weapons of mass destruction. There was no terror. And furthermore, folks, I mean, if you actually believe that 9/11 was planned from a cave in Afghanistan by a camel jockey raghead, was planned and executed 9/11 from Afghanistan please, please start over. Go ahead, Wayne.
Oh, yeah, you know, there's just so many examples. You know, one of the more infuriating things I recall, even from the Iraq War, was when Iraq got back production of oil coming back online, the folks who first in line were the Chinese. So this is after we spent all that money and, you know, the lives that were sacrificed over there. The Chinese were first in line to get, you know, those oil leases and all that. So, you know, that kind of stuff just can make you crazy if you think about it long enough. But I wanted to give you a call today because you were talking earlier in the show about, you know, some of the fighting we need to do to combat the COVID scam and everything else. And I agree it has to be done. And I would just submit this, that we need to get more visible. And the reason I bring that up is in Texas, there's multiple groups that are doing public demonstrations. I've seen them in overpasses, and I've been part of a couple that were outside of hospitals where we're supporting the nurses and doctors that are being forced, you know, to take these shots. And even yesterday I was at one handing out information, and we had some signs out, and we were at a public park, and it was kind of interesting where a lot of people were thumbs up, and a lot of the foreigners driving by wouldn't even look at us. They would not even acknowledge, you know, that we were out there trying to tell the truth. And I thought that was pretty interesting. But again, many people came up to us, thanked us for getting out there, and it just, you know, lends to my thinking that we're all kind of out in the day. We're driving past each other or walking past each other. Nobody knows what's really going on unless there's a T-shirt or something like that. So I would just say, if you have a lot of people in your audience, including yourself, you know, get a handful of people, find a good public spot with some, put some signs in the dirt, and have some handouts with some good information. That can,
well, yeah, I'll give you an example. Just three blocks from my house here, doctors were out in front of my daughter's high school handing out flyers saying the vaccine will kill you.
Oh, yeah, fantastic, fantastic.
They were doctors.
Yeah, doctors. Great.
I couldn't, it was wonderful. And for myself, what I have a 3 foot by 5 foot Trump 2024 Make America Great Again. Or no, it doesn't say Make America. It says Bring Back America. 2024 Trump flag that I fly from a flagpole strapped to my car.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's the kind of stuff, you know, just to be visible is the main thing. And I know what I was trying to do yesterday, I created a handout where, you know, in some of the, I was trying to list some quotes and some good sources. And in one of these sources is this openvaers.com, the word open, then V-A-E-R-S.com. And that'll list the number of deaths so far that has been discussed, 15,386, Bell's palsy, you know, 8,500 miscarriages and all that. And a lot of people are not seeing this in the mainstream news. So that's why it's so critical to get in front of them. And another one of the quotes I put out was, there's a Nobel Prize winner from France called Professor Luc Montagnier, M-O-N-T-A-G-N-I-E-R. And he said back in September that it's the vaccinations that are creating variants. So when you have that kind of backup to what you're saying, it makes people stop and think that, well, maybe there's more to this variant story, you know, than they've been led to believe. And another one that I felt was important was some media disinformation. And this is a so-called news source in Texas called the Texas Tribune. Back in August, what they did is they incorrectly, and I think on purpose, reported that 5,800 Texas children had been hospitalized in the seven-day period, which was a total lie. And the truth was there were about a little over 700 in a five-week period. But so part of this media disinformation campaign is you get some, you know, backwater media outlet reporting stupid statistics, but it gets picked up by some of the national media, and the story's out before, you know, the truth can be put out there. So that's part of the scam, you know, as far as I'm concerned. But
yes.
There's stuff that we can do. There's, yeah.
Yeah, and Tucker Carlson says it very well on his show. He says the American establishment is lying about, what's his next word? Everything. Everything. And he's nailed it. That's it. They're lying about everything. And but now go ahead, Wayne.
No, I was just saying that pretty much covers what I wanted to discuss, and that is that you have great listeners, and you've given me a couple of good examples of what's going on up there. But in some of these states, especially like in Washington and Oregon, where you got these communists running these states, and it's looking more and more like Australia when you read about some of the reports going on.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you know? And by the way, that makes my point. Thank you very much for bringing that up, Wayne. Is that my opening theme was that we have some things going for us here in America as Americans that it's easy to lose sight of. So you bring up the folks, Australia. Look, Australia doesn't have a First Amendment. They don't have a Bill of Rights. Those, these are our cousins, our European cousins. They are in every, genetic fashion, they are exactly identical to us. But they really don't have the history of liberty that we have. And partly because of that, look how easily they have slid into, it's a totalitarian state down there, Wayne.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the videos and some reports on different shows of people calling in from Australia, and even Tucker has had a couple reporters down there, and they're just, they're just sitting there shaking their head as to what they're seeing. And I think talking about rights for them, I think the biggest mistake they made was giving up their guns. I really believe.
And of course, and they had no Second Amendment protecting their guns. All they had, they had nothing protecting their guns. They simply had, a piece of legislation that said, you can buy a gun. And all they had to do was retract that piece of legislation. And, just to illustrate how bad it is, you've all seen this on TV where they have these ridiculous premieres in these Australia and in New Zealand, where you hear one that I heard yesterday was, I can't do an Australian accent or a New Zealand, but one new case of a reported case of COVID. We are shutting down. We're shutting down. We had one case, and they, we're masking. You can't go outside. You're told not to speak. You think people are making this up? In Australia, the premiers have said you should not speak with your neighbor, and you should wear a mask inside your own home. I mean, this is out of Alice in Wonderland. So my point is this, folks, it depends on us here in America. Another reason for us to keep our chins up and to keep fighting is it's not just us. I mean, Australia is gone. New Zealand is gone. Britain, Boris Johnson, what a piece of garbage Boris Johnson is. He was the so-called British conservative. These nations have gone right into the toilet. So we must win here in America. And then one by one, we will bring our cousins in Australia, New Zealand, and Britain. We'll bring them out of the toilet.
Yeah, that's a good point. And I tell you what's interesting about Australia, and maybe you didn't catch it when Tucker talked about it, was it's almost like there's two separate regions there, where in Western Australia, it's like normal living. He was showing a clip of a soccer game and thousands of people in the stands. Nobody had masks on, and they're saying that in that part of Western Australia, it is kind of almost like normal living. And I guess they won't even let Eastern Australians get into their area because they don't want, some of the crap coming in that's happening over in Eastern Australia. And I wasn't even, ever thinking that there could be that kind of split there. But that shows that, again, regions of a country can decide they're going to take matters in their own hands and not be not roll over like a bunch of dogs, to these tyrants, for that matter. And the same thing could very well be happening here. And we do know the states, the red states that are bucking Biden and all his crap, too. But I just think it's a good, maybe just a good primer as to what could be in our future, that there will need to be some sort of split, because in people in some of these states, they're gone. I mean, they're just crazy in New York.
As a Texan, have you followed this Congressman Chip Roy?
Yeah, I have. And he's like a lot of congressmen, Ted Cruz and all that. Now, here's the thing that I'm upset about is they talk a big game, okay? And they are bringing some things public, but even Greg Abbott, our governor, he gets a lot of good press down here, but again, this Colonel Alan West, I think, is the one to watch, because in about 5 minutes with Tucker, he laid out better ideas than Abbott's even had up to this point. You know, Abbott being a lawyer, all he wants to talk about is hearings and lawsuits and, you know, this and that, and, you know, just can't fight City Hall, and you got to follow what the Supreme Court says, even though, you know, the Biden administration thumbed their nose at the Supreme Court. So well, that's where Abbott comes from. But Colonel West, you know, he's talked about, you know, shutting down some of the highways with these tour buses and bringing in thousands more of the National Guard, which I think Abbott started to do after West talked about it. Then he also talked about, you know, going after these banks that are laundering drug money, the cartel money. So
and go after this Colonel West. This guy is great. Yes, and Tucker Carlson was effectively endorsing Alan West, Colonel West, for governor, and Tucker's disgusted with the lily-livered jellyfish, Greg Abbott. Now,
oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what, thank you very much, Wayne, for calling, as always. We'll see you the next time. All right, we'll be right back, folks.
The good times ain't over for good.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big Bad Donald John.
Big John.
Hey, Melissa in Maryland, you're on the phone. I mean, you're on the air.
Okay, hi there.
Hi.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Well, how are you doing?
Okay, very good. Very good. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Hi there. I think you can handle this. I'm just going to go ahead and say this and give me your response.
Sure.
January 6th, okay? It might be a sore subject. Very few in the press have reported it correctly, but January 6th. Were you shocked by what Mike Pence did, or did you see it coming?
That Mike Pence would be a coward is no surprise to me. I wasn't okay. quite sure whether he would show any courage at all, but to answer your question, I wasn't surprised at all that he had an opportunity to hear objections, to let congressmen stand up, as was their right, and object to certifying of the election results, and he didn't have the guts to do it.
And not even for one cotton-picking state, I might add.
Right.
Okay.
And that's why, the good news. Here's the good news, Melissa, about Mike Pence. Notice this. This is reason for good cheer. Notice that the Trump, and this shows what kind of a movement we have. When Mike Pence showed no courage, and when he backstabbed Donald Trump and us, more importantly, us, when he stabbed Donald Trump in the back, Mike Pence, we dropped Mike Pence like a hot potato. Mike Pence doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell of ever having a political life in the Republican Party. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, no. I was just going to say that that's not to be dismissed. And, you know, the ticket was that ticket. It was the two of them. And I don't know. Maybe you know. Can you, after you get elected, can you shrug off a VP? Can you decide you don't want to serve with them any longer? Do you know how that works? Do you know how that goes? Can you disown somebody like that and remove them from the administration? Do you know what the rules are about that?
That option was not available to Donald Trump and Mike Pence. Remember, Donald Trump was a businessman, a hugely successful
businessman
and a genius, a genius. Okay, when he beat all of these professional politicians like what did he call Jeb Bush, low energy Jeb Bush, he beat all the rest of them. Donald Trump, he had no organization, he had no political machine, he had his two sons and his daughter, he had almost nothing, and he walked into. So the selection of Mike Pence as his VP running mate, he didn't have much maneuvering room, and so I won't blame him. It turns out Mike Pence was a turkey. Many of the people that Donald Trump got stuck with, Mark Milley is a perfect example as a chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Don't blame Donald Trump. He got stuck with those people by the deep state. We're out of time, Melissa. Thank you. My fault. I apologize.
Okay, call we'll continue this some other time.
We'll continue next week when we appear in the Trump Clubhouse. Folks, see you next week. It's a Trump rally. You don't want to miss next week's show. Trump rally. We'll see you then.
Hold on to that feeling. Steady like deeper.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender.
lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This